from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man! Yes, Gonzalo Pineda has been let go by Atlanta United. I was being a little tongue-in-cheek, saying somebody needs to be fired today. I don't think that tweet went out when it should have, but nevertheless, Mike, the new direction for Atlanta United and what that's going to look like, hopefully we find that out fairly quickly. I think maybe Garth Lagerwey and company have been thinking about this. I think he owned that on Friday with us. And maybe they have some guys that they believe are potential candidates. And we're going to talk to Jason Longshore, analyst for Atlanta United, coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. But if you're an Atlanta United fan and you saw not only what happened this weekend, but the fact that this particular squad, this team, cannot win at home, right?
Right.
This should not be a surprise.
No, it's been brutal, and there's no other way to describe it. You know, we talked about it on Friday. It was kind of a good vibe coming off the win against Miami, which was kind of surprising, but everything we said Friday kind of came to fruition. Like, if you don't build on this and beat Charlotte, and, you know, they had the lead, they come out, they looked lifeless from what I said. It was on TV. I don't have the app, full disclosure, I don't have the Apple subscription this year, so it's one of the times I'm watching this other than being in person. And they just lost their mojo, and then Charlotte gets the lead. All of a sudden, they kicked it back into gear, but they got some good scoring opportunities. No joy. And also, really embarrassing, Carl, when you think about it, when we had Alexi Lalas on like 5 years ago, and we talked about Atlanta United being a super team, you know, one of the teams that puts up top five, some of the best, you know, attended games in the planet. And now you go where Charlotte brings down like 5,000-6,000 people, and they're shouting down your fans. Yeah. Bad look, man. I know Oren was there at the match, and like my friends were sitting there going, man, what's happened to Atlanta United?
Well, it's not been a graceful fall. And when I say fall, we shouldn't be in this position. They've spent a lot of money on the talent. The DPs, the designated players, are very good when they're on the pitch. And Mike, I can't speak to why we have a home winless streak of 6. I don't know exactly all of the reasons why. All I do know is, just like with the Braves right now, this hasn't looked like we expected it to. And so over the weekend, we lose to Charlotte. That is the catalyst, I think, to the decision by Garth Lagerwey to finally pull the trigger on this. Rob Valentino, Mike, is going to take over the club. He's been here since 2018.
And he did a nice job. If you remember, 4-2-2 in his run, we were also saying, could you keep Rob as your manager permanently after Gabriel Heinze got fired, the Argentinian manager that everyone hated, from Joseph down to the 20th guy on the roster. So, yeah. So, Pineda, I don't know how much of this you want to say. It was injury. It was scheme, sometimes tactically. I don't know. Either way, we're just bottom line, Carl. It's results business like anything else. Not getting results. We're a bad team. You know, we can sugarcoat it. I can keep talking about March and how, and it was fun going to those matches in March that we won all. Not there anymore, man. We got nothing. We got a whole lot of nothing right now with United.
If you want to hear Garth Lagerwey at 3 o'clock, he'll be streaming on our digital platforms, and you can check it out as Mike and I will, you know, again, at some point later in the show, play a little bit of that back for you. But I don't know if he's going to say anything necessarily different, Mike, than what he told us on Friday when he felt like this was the match in which they needed to build momentum, and you just didn't do it.
No, and guys, the reality of it is when you're looking up at like 8, 9, 10 teams now in the playoffs, and you're going to start fire sailing it, and it's not fire sailing, it's just good economics in world soccer to make, if those reports that are accurate, Cruz Azul in the Liga MX, you know, the Mexican league, would pay 10 grand in a transfer fee to get Yorgos Yakamakis, $10 million. Also, it's Austin Powers. $10 million to get him. They're going to pull the trigger on that one. And then you wait and see where Almada goes, especially if he puts on a show in the Olympics.
All right. More on Atlanta United. If you have a thought or two, hit us up 404-726-0929. That's our text line. You can find us on social media as Connor J. Quinn did. They just fired Pineda. Yes, Connor. Another listener says, Dukes and Bell, where do they go? It's not for us to decide, guys. Mm. This is a global search. They'll figure it out. And I have to trust, and you have to trust Garth Lagerwey, and some of you don't trust Carlos Bocanegra, but until he's not involved in the process, you're going to have to.
And between Tata and Frank De Boer and the very short career of Heinze, they've always had managers that had global experience at the most elite of elite clubs. So it's not like you got to go cap in hand to try to find somebody. I just think people are going to start to say, is Carlos Bocanegra going to get in the crosshairs? Because I know that we spoke with the president, but how much of this is on his watch, Carlos, and the designated players just not performing to the ability? That's those are the big money guys, basically. Atlanta, you know, Atlanta United, MLS salary cap rules, I'll save that for Jason and Mike. But, you know, you got to get the most out of your big money guys.
No doubt.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.